Our reading for today comes from Isaiah chapter 51, verses 9 through 16. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the son of man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your maker? Who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine, if you will, and perhaps this isn't too hard for some of you because you've been on either side of this exchange, but in the middle of the night, a young child slowly opens the door to see if mom and dad are asleep in their bedroom, hoping that one of them will crack their eye to give a child the look of understanding over the fear of a bad dream or a thunderstorm or a thought that just will not go away and is robbing them of the sleep they so desperately want and need. Or perhaps that child will have to be so bold as to awaken the parent and hope to not startle them into stupid action. And so they gently and slowly tug at the blanket or the nightshirt, and sure enough, mom or dad wake up enough to ask what's wrong and perhaps walk them back to their room or give them a warm cup of milk or rub their back until they fall asleep. Or perhaps on nights when mom and dad are really tired and have less energy, the child just gets to sleep in bed with mom and dad for the evening. But regardless, the child finds their place of safety and security and comfort. The first verses of our reading for today from Isaiah 51, Isaiah calls in faith to God to awaken. Awake, awake, put on strength, arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days of old, the generations of long ago. Isaiah calls God to remember what he has done in years past in rescuing his people in the Exodus through the Red Sea and ransoming them, bringing them to joy and the promise of everlasting joy. Isaiah, many times in his life, may have thought that God was asleep and far from home. The Israelite people in exile in Babylon who heard or read Isaiah's words may have felt God was far away and wondered whether he heard their cry as they saw their homeland and earthly Zion left in ruins, their earthly leaders taken away in shackles or killed, and being so far away from what they knew as a place of security and understanding and identity. If only God would awaken. If only the mighty warrior would come and bring his people back to Zion. However, God responds that he is not only awake, but that he never slept on his people. Despite their sin, despite their slumber, despite their forgetfulness, God never left them and will never leave them. Despite their lawlessness, God addresses those who he loves as my people and lavishes on them his mercy. God alone brings comfort for those in the tyranny of sin and doubt. Not man who will die or blow away like grass and have forgotten the Lord their maker, but rather God was the one who created the foundations of the earth and breaks the oppressor, releases the humble and needy, and feeds those who are hungry. His words of restoration and promise are put in the mouths of his people, and he provides shelter with the shadow of his hand. the same hands that created the earth. There's no reason to fear the things he created, for he delivers their comfort. And for us, we are God's people, redeemed in our baptism, dead in sin, but made alive and awakened in faith in Jesus, made alive through the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to point us to Emmanuel, God with us, our suffering servant, Jesus Christ. Jesus slept as a man and even on a boat, but he never slumbered in his duty as the Son of God and our Savior. Quiet, be still, were his words from a boat in the middle of a storm, surrounded by horrified disciples, and the wind and the storm died down and it was completely calm. There is no reason to fear the things he had created. There was no reason to fear at all. Our victorious warrior, Jesus Christ, took our burdens to the cross and destroyed the oppressor, gives us eternal life, and empowers us to love others and to serve in our many vocations. His word of truth and victory is put into our very mouths to proclaim all that he has done for us, to bring us comfort to all people and to point others to Calvary, where his mighty arm was nailed to the cross so that his victory is ours and we are made his people. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who aren't in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." Christ has come. Awake, awake, people of God. Cling to his comfort. Amen.